Really, I wanted to talk about the way that the rules were looked at by the legislature and by the practice a number of years ago before the APA. But Steve will talk about what the courts have done with the rules under the legislation that I'm going to talk about in greater depth, and then there'll be a kind of a free-for-all by all of us to see what we think about the issues that we raise. Before the APA, of course, agencies adopted rules. Some of them had procedures by which they were adopted. Some of them just adopted rules, and they were challenged in court by just any sort of a challenge to the rule, and you went to court and teed it up there under the rules of evidence. There was no distinction in a lot of statutes about challenges to or judicial rules either under contested cases or rules. The statute I cite, any rule, regulation, or order made or promulgated by a particular agency, you have the right to file a suit in Travis County. And similar statements are found in recent cases about the burden of proof. An agency rule is presumed valid, and the challenging party bears the burden to demonstrate its invalidity. Now, I raise one question here that I'll get to much later to think about, and whether there are 1999 amendments to the APA that I'll talk about raises any questions about that burden of proof. But early cases set out the standards by which rules were tested. They had to be constitutional, they had to be reasonable, and not inconsistent with the governing statute. We find that true today. The Key against Baber case upheld the authority of the legislature